This is a collaboration between seismologists and hydrogeologists. The hydrogeologists in this study used computer models to simulate the propagation of pressure from the wastewater injection wells. And then this pressure propagation allow us to compare to the relative location of the earthquakes. And the results of our study suggest that the pressure from these injection wells can indeed propagate to a relatively large distance, for example, 20 to 30 kilometers away.
And I should mention 20 to 30 kilometers is about 12 to 18 miles.
And that is significant because previous studies have suggested much smaller distance. The other thing that we like to highlight is that the wastewater injection at a few wells at relatively high rate, and that's also an important thing to note. That is, the high rate of injection is capable of increasing pressure over significant distance and to a significant magnitude that may cause the earthquake.
So is an accurate synopsis that your findings were that injection wells could cause earthquakes and injection at a higher rate is more likely or more probable in causing those earthquakes?
Correct.
I understand that this is more specific in terms of your findings compared to what we knew before.
Right. Previous studies have largely focused on some kind of temporal and spatial correlation between injection activities and earthquake occurrence. And this study is a more quantitative modeling of pressure around these wastewater injection wells. And so it's on the basis of this quantitative study that we suggest that the linkage between the injection and seismicity is likely.
And what does that mean for those of us here in Colorado? Geology is different from one place to the next, so how much can we extrapolate, or is it possible to extrapolate too much?
Well, I think there are lessons to be learned from this case study. Wastewater injection in general look for permeable sedimentary rocks at relatively deep locations, and so that's similar characteristics. But rocks may be different. And then the injection rate, I think, is another thing that we can learn from this study, is that if we control the injection rate, that would perhaps significantly reduce the risk of seismicity.
Well, Professor Guh, thanks so much for taking the time to talk.
Thank you.